W4CTW. W4CTW monitoring.
W4CTW, W4DJW. Who are you calling, Tyler?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was on the other side of the room, and I had a recording playing at the same time that you were talking, and I didn't translate them all successfully. Did you find anything out?
I looked around my settings on this APRS, and I'm wondering if it was due to me trying to dual monitor the APRS channel and the repeater. So I was going to see, I'm going to set it to beacon in a really short interval, like 10 seconds. And I was going to see if you'd let me know if you hear it going out over the repeater or not with the packet.
Okay, I can do that. I've got the other one that I was listening to muted, so go ahead. I'll listen. I'll stand by and listen. Okay, well, I hesitate to key up because I didn't want him to send it out right when I keyed up and then I'd miss it. But I appreciate that. W4DJW. You listening, Tyler?
Yes.
Looks like you got it fixed because Keith was able to see it come out over there and we didn't hear anything over here.
This means I can beacon okay. I just can't do dual watch with APRS and the repeater. I'll have to just do one or the other if I want to pick up other people's packets coming in, which is fine. No problem there.
If you want to validate that, I can just sit here and hang out and wait for you to go back to that mode and see if it does it again.
That now, if you don't mind.
Okay, standing by. W4DJW.
At least once or twice by now, so if you didn't hear it, it must have just been some kind of weird fluke.
No, I didn't hear a thing. Nothing. Where are you in Greer? Where are you?
Yeah, right in the middle of downtown. I can see City Hall right here on Main Street.
Okay, well, I didn't hear a thing. And I've got something listening both on forward and reverse, and I didn't hear anything. So you should be fine.
For feedback, I'll keep my eye on it in case it does something else funky. It's not a great radio. It's Chinese import radio, but it's one of the ones that doesn't have a faceplate. It goes through my phone, which is nice because I don't have a lot of room in my truck to mount a radio, my work truck anyway.
N4DJC.
I did too. As soon as you let up, Tyler, it sent out a beacon.
Whenever I have it on dual watch, it's going to go to whatever IPTD last. So I'll just keep it in single channel mode. That way I can beacon. And if I want to do just straight APRS, I can turn over to that, at least until I figure it out a little bit more. It's not it didn't come with a great manual, so I'm kind of having to find my way through it.
Well, no problem there. I've done the same thing on a repeater, and somebody had to notify me. So it's not a big deal. It's just I thought you'd want to know about it. Just bring it to your attention. And if it takes a time or two more to get it figured out, don't sweat it. Right? Don't hesitate to learn because you're afraid it'll come out over the repeater. That's not the case. I mean, if it does, it does. At least you know about it now. W4DJW.
Help. I'll try to work it out, and turn it back over, like I said, just to beacon mode. But if you hear anything else for any reason, just let me know. I'm not trying to be annoying, just trying to get it up and running, like you said. So W4CTW, I'll be clear on your final.
Understand completely. And thanks, Jerry. W4DJW, clear and listening. Okay.
The radio that he's using, is that a true dual band or is it dual watch where you have to switch VFOs to transmit?
It's not truly dual band. It just has like a dual watch feature, so it'll swap channels depending on which one breaks squelch.
And then like the Kenwoods, like T-74, 700, 710s, yeah, they use they're true dual band and full duplex, and you can do dual watch, dual band with those, and they can transmit on APRS, and you can transmit separately on the regular VHF analog. They're all analog, but transmit on the repeater. I can transmit on the repeater and receive APRS beacons and transmit at the same time without interfering with the repeater. but I think it's because they're true dual band radios.
Shiftware is supposed to have a feature where you can set your beacon channel separate from the channel you're actually on, and when it goes to beacon, it will actually go to that channel, supposedly, but it seems like it's a little bit flaky, so seems to work okay with just the beacon, which is the most important thing. I don't have to be picking up packets, but I can always, if I'm not really listening to anything specific on the repeater, switch over to that. But I'm going to keep working with it, but I appreciate both you guys and the feedback. Couldn't do it without that. So, again, this is W4CTW, and I'll be clear.
Okay, clear.
This is W4CTW. Radio is a VRN7500.
I wonder about the MDC. I've got one that will do it, but I had it turned on, and it, the radio that I had, it was a Nexus CS800D. It didn't seem to give me any functionality, so that's why I was wondering about it. Info from other stations that are transmitting the MDC? Does it give you like the signal strength or anything like that? So.
No, you only get the raw packet information if you're on APRS. You get any messages anybody sends or anything they send out. Some people send voltage, whatever. But, no, it doesn't give you anything other than what normal APRS would give. But I'm going to have to step off. I just pulled into a job site. So I'll be back on later when I get back in the truck. But this is W4CTW. Clear.
I'll try to catch you later. I was referring to the MDC. I'll try to catch you later.
K4CHY. K4CHY. UAC N0TR. N0TR, clear.